Good morning, listeners. Allison Creamer here with BuyHamptonRoadsHomes.com. I'm a Keller Williams licensed agent. I am full-time. I've been doing this business since 2002, and this podcast is about a short sale story and how experience made all the difference in the world. Short sales, by definition, is not a short time to buy a house. It's actually a shortage of a payoff for the seller. So if a seller has been relocated out of our area, maybe they've suffered a hardship, a job loss, a divorce, medical bills, and they're no longer to afford their mortgage, we request their lien holder to take a short payoff, and that is where the term short sale comes from. So this story is about an agent who trusted me to help their clients who were moving cross country. It's a military client. They were doing a PCS to the area. They decided to put their search on hold, which I think is a good idea if you're new. They wanted to kind of check out the area, make sure they were making a good decision. So fast forward a year and we start looking for properties. We found a beautiful home that was unfortunately a short sale, but in some regards, my client was able to wait, and so therefore we were able to get a great price on a beautiful home in a lovely community. But this is where the level of experience comes into play. The listing agent is somebody who has experience in short sales. They've partnered up with a local attorney. So again, we're dealing with two professionals that know what they're doing. We get through the offer process. The listing agent representing the seller submits to the bank. We request, obviously, a shorter payoff than what the owner, you know, can pay on the property. So we get through all of the minutiae of the ups and downs of whether the bank is going to take our low offer, whether or not they're going to approve the short sale. And we get the sales price approved, but the problem came when we thought across the board they were only going to offer this buyer 1% in closing cost. As I said before, this was a VA buyer, and in our area, 3% is typical for a VA buyer because it covers all the closing costs, and they can come to the table with little to no money down. So I get a call from the listing agent stating that the bank is not going to pay all the closing costs. And my experience told me, well, that's not necessarily true. We can't take boilerplate information. So we went and requested that the listing agent and the attorney pursue the bank to pay all 3% in closing. Well, lo and behold, because this was a VA buyer with a VA loan, everything changed. We were successfully able to get this buyer 3% in closing cost. Now, this is where I really feel like we did our job and really making sure this buyer gets everything that they need. The appraisal came in and there were some repairs that need to be made. The listing agent was able to handle that. Again, we were lucky because in some short sales, no repairs, no money is there for anything, but an experienced listing agent knew these small items could save the deal. So the small items got repaired, and come closing day, that 3% successfully paid all of the closing costs for the buyer. It also gave them back their earnest money deposit, so they literally came to the table with little to no money down, and we also had an additional $900 in a debt paid off. So not all short sales work this way. Don't get me wrong. It's not a smooth and easy ride for every single sale. But I tell you, sometimes hanging in there and working with experienced agents who at least know enough to ask the question and not take boilerplate answers made this difference for a buyer. So we started our process not too long ago. We closed this within, I want to say it was only a few months. So again, an experienced listing agent, an experienced buyer's agent, and an attorney who knew what they were doing, we got this property closed within a few months. We had gone under contract August 26th, and we closed December 9th. So short sale, not a short time, but definitely got this client a bargain who, if they have to PCS again, should not be totally upside down in their property. They should be able to build in some equity pretty quickly. So the moral of this story is, if you are a buyer looking to shop for a home, you want a bargain, you want something that could potentially build in equity, or maybe your budget puts you in different neighborhoods, you know, that you don't really care much for, try looking at a short sale, but make sure that you work with an experienced agent who knows the questions to ask to kind of help resolve some of the fear and anxiety, and even some of the reasons that these deals fall apart. So that's my short sale story. Thank you for joining me. You can find me on the web at buyhamptonroadshomes.com. My name is Allison Creamer. I'm a licensed agent with Keller Williams Realty in the Virginia Beach Town Center area.